from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 8 o'clock. I'm Eric Scott. We still have a wildfire that is burning in Essex County this morning. 90% containment. The blaze sparked up near Route 10 and Eisenhower Parkway in Livingston Township on Saturday. At one point, dozens of structures were threatened. About 192 acres have burned. A huge response. All 22 municipalities in Essex County sent crews. It is on track to go down as the driest month in New Jersey's history. October, according to state climatologist Dave Robinson, September was the third driest going back 130 years. And this month's even worse. There's been no significant rain through New Jersey this entire month. Many parts of the state have seen zero rainfall. There is the possibility we could see some showers on Friday. Firefighters making multiple rescues throughout New Jersey this weekend.
A child is recovering in the hospital after a fire at an apartment complex in Ocean Township, Monmouth County, Saturday afternoon. Officials say the child was trapped inside, but firefighters quickly searched the building and saved the child. And in Ocean City, firefighters rescued two people who were trapped by flames on the balcony of a duplex Saturday morning. One firefighter involved in the rescue was trapped himself, but was saved thanks to some quick thinking. See the gripping video at our website, nj1015.com. Rick Rickman, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Lawmakers and industry observers are going after what they call the newest culprit in the rental housing crisis. A bill would block landlords from using rent-setting software that helps them ensure they don't get undercut by the competition.
Pat Garofalo with the American Economic Liberties Project says instead of working independently to determine rents, property managers are coordinating by using third-party algorithms to set prices.
New Jersey has an opportunity to be a national leader on this issue by being the first to approve a ban on this practice statewide.
RealPage, a property management software company, is the target of a class action lawsuit and a suit by the Justice Department for its pricing algorithm. Mike Sem Co. is the company's associate general counsel.
We are ready to get into court and defend ourselves because we're very confident that we're not violating the law.
Dean Alflamia, New Jersey 101.5 News.
New Jersey 101.5 News, time 8:02. New Jersey Fast Traffic is next. New Jersey 101.5 News, time 8:08. Now New Jersey 101.5 Instant Weather with Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Cold start to the day. Temperatures still mainly in the 30s at this hour, but we should see those numbers jump up quickly with sunshine and dry air this morning. It's going to be a mostly sunny day. Highs this afternoon around 60 degrees. That's not too shabby for late October. Winds will be calm. Weather will be dry. A few clouds tonight. Chilly. It'll be jacket weather, but not as cold as last night. Lows in the 40s. Partly sunny tomorrow. Highs jump into the mid-60s. There is a chance of a brief shower or sprinkle in North Jersey only tomorrow. New Jersey weather made possible by Jobs for Blue. With over 120 police agencies in their network, Jobs for Blue is the undisputed leader of New Jersey side job scheduling. Ease of use and fast, accurate billing make Jobs for Blue the go-to provider for police and vendors alike. Join the network at jobsforblue.com.
Elizabeth 44, Lakewood 33, Sea Isle City is 31. Download our mobile app for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone, customized for your neighborhood. Stay informed with New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.